Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the month of April, Sunday the 13th. April, Sunday the 13th. Now, verse 3, I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. The word remnant has to do with the residue, that which is left. So we, the masses of the people, there are those among us who understand this message, who understand this truth. We are the residue, remainder. We are the descendants. We are the remnant. And this word is feminine. We who are in tune with this feminine power within ourselves, we are going to be gathered from every country, the book says, the scripture says, every country. I would gather the remnant of my flock from out of all the countries. The word gather has to do with assembling. Gather, gather together, take away. Sisters and brothers, we must begin to hook up with sisters and brothers all over the earth who understand this message. Whither I have driven them and will bring them again. The Most High is the existing one. The system working against the Most High, working against the science of life, has driven us all over the earth. But the Most High is yet in control. So the Most High is taking credit for having driven us all over the earth, because the wicked have no power next to the Most High. The wicked are playing their role. They have been given a script. You and I have been given a script. The universe is moving us towards freedom, justice, and equality. And no matter what we encounter, no matter what befalls us, we must know that the overall plan of the Most High is total union with the self of the Most High, total union with the universe and the science of life. And now you and I have a choice to make. What role will we play? What script will we choose to act from? Will we be this remnant scattered abroad that is now being assembled to do what, O Most High? Assembled again to our folds. F-O-L-D-S. This word is masculine. Nave, let me hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 5116. Nave. Nave.
That word is masculine, has to do with abode, habitation, abode of shepherds, flocks, pasture, meadow, habitation, dwelling place. The root is keep at home, dwell, abide, rest beautifully, to beautify, to adorn. So we're talking about our original state in the waters of noon, at rest, no boundary, no barrier, at home. And so we have suffered in that we have lost our homes. Now we're not at rest. Now we're turbulent, cast about in turbulence and chaos. Another program I was listening to this week had to do with the reality of those same banks, financial institutions, now purchasing all manner of apartments. Not for the good of the people, but to do what? To scatter the people. We say, woe unto you bankers. Woe unto you financial institutions who are buying up apartments, causing the people to be pushed out of their apartments through terrible practices like shutting off the heat, not dealing with insects, not dealing with things that need to be done, driving the people out, all manner of terrible tactics. Why do you want to do this, sisters, to the sisters and brothers, bankers, financial institutions? Because you want to raise the rent on the people. Some people have been living in some of these apartments for decades, and there are laws saying that if you have lived a certain time, your rent only can be raised to a certain degree. That's a beautiful law. That's a law that beautifies and adorns and keeps you at home, able to have a living place, able to have a place of abode and be at some modicum of peace. But these wicked pastors, and the word pastor is leader, ruler, teacher, all of these financial institutions, they're pastors, and their responsibility is to do right by the people. But they're raising the rent, pushing people out, scattering them, destroying them. And they're bundling the rental securities like they did with the mortgage securities to do what? To sell them overseas, to take advantage of derivative market. That's why redeem means marketplace. We must be redeemed from the marketplace in the hands of terrible, illegal international trade and commerce. So this word is navah, having to do with home, having to do with beautify, having to do with peace, having to do with abode, having to do with habitation. So all sisters and brothers who have lost home, lost habitation, lost a place to live, they have nowhere to lay their heads. The remnants are being gathered, sisters and brothers, out of every country. Those sisters and brothers, men and women, boys and girls who have suffered under such system, under such leadership, that has scattered the people, we're going to be gathered together from all countries, and we're going to be assembled, and we're going to have our own fold, place of habitation. And what will happen, O Most High? We shall be fruitful and increase, bear fruit, branch off, bear fruit, cause to bear fruit, fruitfulness. This is a verb, para. And multiply, it says. Did it say multiply or increase? Which is the same as multiply, but increase, to become great, many, become much, numerous, multiply. We have to know how to preach to the masses, to the multitudes. The babies, the youth must be scientists and study the universe and understand that the principle in the universe is that the people may live, exist, and increase. And so the Most High says in verse 4, I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall there be lacking, saith the Lord. See, the Most High wants that we not be full of fear, not be dismayed. The Most High wants that we should have good and righteous shepherds. See, the Most High is saying that the Most High, the universe, the science of life, is going to deal with the leaders, deal with the rulers, deal with the teachers who destroy the people of the Most High and the human family. We are the people of the Most High. Set up has to do with given power. I will set up these shepherds. I will rise them
arise them, stand them up, make them become powerful. See, this is what we must do with the babies and the youth. We must prepare them to be those new leaders, teachers, rulers, shepherds, pastors that will be raised, that will be stood up, that will be empowered, that will be established, that will be validated, and they will fulfill the directives of the Most High, and they will even investigate and stir up and rouse. This is some of the definitions of the word we're looking at, set up. These youth and babies in new leadership will investigate the system. They'll see the flaws in the system. They will know how to take the corruption out of the system. They will know how to create systems and institutions that will be commensurate with the science of life, the science of Yahweh, the science of Hayah existing and being. These shepherds will feed the people, and they will no longer fear. The word fear has to do with being afraid, being awed, being terrified. And so the system is terrorizing the masses of the people through warfare, through bloodshed. They will no longer be dismayed. The word dismayed is shattered and broken, afraid and terrified again. And so the system shatters and breaks and destroys and terrifies. So this day coming that we have the choice to speed up that day will be a day where there will be no fear, no dismay, neither will there be any lacking. The word lacking has to do with numbers, with reckoning, with punishing, visitation. Let me see now. Having to do with deposited numbers. So what we're looking at is any number, any deposit, spiritually, mentally, morally, or physically, we will have plenty. We will lack in nothing because we have been visited by the Most High. The Most High is watching over us because we have righteous overseers that have been entrusted with our well-being and have been committed to take care of the human family and to make sure the human family increases and has numbers that enable the people to take care of all expenses. This word is connected with governors and connected with overseers and officers. So any overseer, any officer, whether it's police officer or officer of multinational corporations, the leadership all over the earth is to be transformed, is to be changed. We have a right to demand this reality. The Most High is not going to see this system last forever. This system is prophesied to be doomed. Verse 5, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. So the Most High, Yahweh, Yahuwah, says the days are coming that he and she, because Yahweh, Yahuwah is father and mother, will raise unto David. The word raise, stand up, empower, validate, fix, will raise unto David. David is the beloved one. David is that one that stands for justice. David is that one in the universe, not some flesh and blood man only, but before the flesh and blood man, David represents that power in the universe that is beloved, and that power in the universe that stands up for the people, that power in every human being that is beloved by the Most High, that the Most High loves for us to stand up and protect each other and love each other, cherish each other, uplift each other, and empower each other. These will be raised unto David. Dawu. It says, the days cometh, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David. See, David is also called the Son of God. I forget what book I was reading. But research, is it Psalm? David is made the Son of God. See, we're talking, and Israel in Exodus is the firstborn of the Most High. And then Jesus, Yahushua, is the only begotten. Well, that sounds like contradictions, but it's not. We're talking about the forces and powers in the universe that are here to do the will of the Most High. These principles are the sons and daughters and firstborn of the Most High. These principles in the universe. So raise unto David a righteous branch. See, the people will be David. The new leadership will be David. A righteous branch. What will be the governing principles of this new leadership that the Most High will raise? Righteousness. Tzedek. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 6662. Tzedek. Tzedek.
Tzedek means just, lawful, righteous, in government. This is the definition, sisters and brothers, in government. So the governments of the earth will be changed. No more corruption, but the governments of the earth will be full of righteousness and full of justice and full of just thinking and just acting ones. It says just and right in one's cause. Just, righteous in conduct and character. Righteous as justified and vindicated by God. Right, correct, lawful. So we're looking at the justice system and how there is no justice in this system, but this will not be forever. To bring justice in administering law. This is the root to that word. Let's hear the pronunciation of the root word.
Strong's H, 6663. Tzedek. Tzedek.
See, the Most High is concerned about every facet of our lives, from our homes, to our neighborhoods, to the state, to the nation, to the Congress on every level, to the Senate on every level, to the judicial system, to our economy. When you read about the Sabbath, the word Sabbath has to do with seven and cessation and rest. That word rest, tranquility, peaceful, no barrier, no boundary, all one, waters of noon. But in this construct, the Sabbath has to do with not just a seven-day Sabbath, but a seven-year Sabbath. And seven of those come to 49 in the year Jubilee, and this all has to do with elimination of debt, D-E-B-T, debt, interest, usury. Usury and interest are illegal in Leviticus, the laws of the Most High. And every 7 years, all debt was wiped away clean. When the Lord's Prayer says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That has to do with Rome setting up a system of debt, interest, usury, and slavery, and our wealth and resources and income are for the purposes of uplifting the poor and the oppressed as we join on new citizens who need to be bolstered and upheld until they get a foothold in society. And so we use the monies and the income so that they may subsist until they get on their feet. That is how you treat the immigrant. That is how you treat the sojourner, the traveler who has been displaced. The Most High wants us to be righteous. The Most High wants righteousness in government. Right now, right here, right today, righteousness in the law, righteousness in the judicial system. Righteousness must rule the corporations. We must have new leadership. We must have new teachers and new rulers. The righteous branch, the word branch, sprout, growth, branch, growth process, sprout, shoot. This is a masculine noun. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 6780, Tzemach, Tzemach.
So this Messiah, this branch that grows out of David, David standing like a tree, representing the righteous leader who stands for the people and stands against the oppressor. This is that branch and that sprout and that growth process. This is the definitions of the word branch. And so we want the new leaders to understand this science of growth and plants and understand photosynthesis and understand water and the science of growth and vegetation and be that one that grows out of the Son of God, David, who represents the Son of God, Yahushua, who represents sons and daughters and men and women and boys and girls who want to get up and stand up for equal rights and justice. It says, a branch, and the king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. So this king, see, we're talking about not just one, but we're talking about rulership and leadership. The Most High said earlier, the pastures, we're going to have new pastures, new leaders, new teachers. And so under this word king, we have that reality. And the word king, which is masculine, is rooted in another word that is a verb that has to do with a king or a queen and the power to reign. So we're talking about men and women. It says counsel and advice. And so these will be able to give advice and to consider that which is best for the people. We're talking about a change in leadership. We're talking about a change in teachers, a change in rulers. These that are coming up, these babies, these youth that are coming up will be infused with the understanding that they must execute judgment and justice in the earth. The word execute has to do with how you deal, what you produce, how you observe and celebrate, how you acquire property for the people, how you ordain and appoint and institute. I would say ordain, appoint, institute peoples who will run institutions that will do the work of freedom, justice, and equality. And they will execute judgment. Judgment is masculine. Judgment, justice, ordinance, deciding a case, seat of judgment, litigation, sentencing, decision of judgment, execution of judgment, decision in law, right, privilege, due, legal. You have rights. You have privileges. Every privilege in this universe is our privilege. Every portion of this universe is our privilege and our right. And so we have a right to change the customs, change the manner, change the plan, change the institutions, change the judicial system. And this word is rooted in another word, shafat, having to do with judge and govern and vindicate and punish and lawgiver and judge and governor. And so we're talking about leadership. We're talking about government. We're talking about those who have the power of life and death in their hands. Now, that word mishpat was masculine, but the word for righteousness is, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 6666, tzedakah, tzedakah.
This word is feminine, having to do with justice and righteousness in government, judge, ruler, king, of law, ethics, salvation, prosperity of the people. See, the righteous king, righteous queen, having sacred masculine and sacred feminine unity, understanding that you must create a society that uplifts the women and the children and the men as well. You have to have leaders that understand the sacred masculine justice and the sacred feminine righteousness together in unity, sacred masculine unity and sacred feminine unity. Together we construct a whole society from education to finance to corporations, to government, all righteous, no corruption. That's what the Most High wants us to strive for in this time. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.